You know, it's real easy sometimes, you know, when we start to look at the world and what's going on in the world today, that we can begin to fret, we can start to worry. Because the world, you know, it's getting wicked and even more wicked every day. It's just, it's getting worse and worse. You know, when I was writing the sermon, one thing that, you know, really the inspiration of the sermon was some of the things that, you know, I've seen before, but really brought it back to mind when I saw Babylon USA this last week. And you see a lot of these images, and you understand that, you know, what was so sobering about the film was not the fact that, you know, all these things that the Bible talks about, you know, God judging the whore and the tribulation and God's wrath being poured out upon that we all understand. But what's sobering about it is the fact that, you know, we're living in that country. You know, that's where we are. We are in the heart of that country that is oppressing the poor. The country that is, you know, destroying, you know, the innocent from off the face of the earth. That's a very sobering thought. You know, we can begin to fret. You know, you see these images of people in other countries that have just, you know, bombed. You know, the practice of modern warfare, you know, I can't remember where I heard it once, but they said, you know, the collateral damage or civilian casualties are not just, you know, an unfortunate, you know, a byproduct of warfare. No, it's the very nature of warfare today. You know, that's which blew me away in that film. One moment was hearing Donald Trump during his campaign speech, because I didn't listen to the guy at all. I don't follow politics. I really have no interest in them. But this is like the first time I'm hearing this guy, Donald Trump, talking, saying some of the things, you know, bomb them all, we're going to bomb them and bomb them again. And that's the mentality of the average American. Right. There's a lot of people that I know that have that same attitude that, yeah, just bomb them all, let God sort them out. That's a wicked mentality, friend. That's a wicked philosophy. Because when you're saying bomb them all, what you're saying is go bomb the mothers, go bomb the fathers, go bomb the sons and the daughters, go bomb the children. That's what Donald Trump is saying. Go bomb them all. Right. Go bomb the innocent, go bomb the poor. Go oppress the poor, go be a violent man. That's what we are today. That's what our country has come to.
That's right.
And people don't want to hear that, but you know what? People don't want to go dig their child, their dead, lifeless body of their child out of some rubble because of some empire, so because of some oppressive country decided it would be a good idea to just bomb them all. And that's really, you know, maybe I'm getting a little fired up, but that's what, you know, you can start to fret about that kind of thing. It starts to bother you. When you see the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass, a man like Donald Trump, and those who came before him.
Yep.